Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales. These are the adventures of The Rookies, a curated actual play of the tabletop role-playing game Masks, a New Generation from Magpie Publishing. Previously on Tavern Tales, we flash back to Adora's original stay at Camp Orgoth the Books as our players take on the roles of former fellow campers.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
And we're back. We're counting down the hits of the superhero group known at the time as The Rookies. I'm Vern Tales, and when last we left our intrepid adventurers, they had journeyed out to Camp Orgoth the Books to explore things and find information that Jeb had set for them. But let's go back, shall we? Let's talk a bit about Bo, or Adora Smith's, relationship with Camp Orgoth the Books. This is what we know.
And our cover is, you know, that awesome, I want to say like family circus where it's like all one panel and there's like a big adventure story happening all on the cover, but it's all kitty animated. You know, Family Circus, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Right? Everybody? Yeah. No.
Allison's Lost.
No, you're all old. Okay.
These are little like the dotted line footprints of the person like running through all the buildings
maybe,
and places.
Maybe, yeah, I think that'd be great. But we've got like an overview map of the camp itself with all the different houses, and they've got their little names over them, and there's kids everywhere, and you can like really zoom in and see all the different stories that are going on. And we've got Adora in her own semicircle in the front, but also really like childlike drawn. Because she's young Adora, we need to represent that through art. And then she's moving off that panel and you can see her travel through the camp itself. And on the horizon, there's a series of rolling hills in the background. And one of the hills looks like a figure, like only in shadow sort of thing. And the lines of that actually lead to that shadowy figure. And that's the end of the little path. It loops and twirls and goes over seesaws and swings and archery targets and things like that. And so we open the front up and it says before. And yep. We see a young Adora Smith. What does young Adora Smith look like?
Pink dress, pigtails that are very blonde. Because she dyes her hair black purposefully now. And little socks with the lace around the edges. And little like patent leather shoes. Like nice. Full, I'm going to Sunday church. Little cute outfit. But her knees are skinned.
I love that.
Yeah. I would say she's probably 9.
Okay. Yeah. And how do we know she's already like super strong?
She's lifting a tree.
Like from the roots?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, so then we open the page, and there she is, and where's she going? What's she doing?
So she is trying to rescue somebody that's fallen into a creek.
Oh.
Who has fallen into a creek?
Her friend at the time, Joseph Daughtry.
What does Joseph Daughtry look like? We can see him in the panel. At the bottom, he's floating in the river.
I would say that he's probably similar size to her, but doesn't seem to have as the same sort of superpowers or whatever. Tiny, scrawny kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably glasses, because that's always what they have. And wearing a Star Wars Pod Racer t-shirt.
It's like way before you were born, but yeah, okay.
Not cool, but you know. It's okay, Clone Wars. Hands. Clone Wars.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. Star Wars shirt. He's wearing
he's a
Star Wars shirt.
Star Wars t-shirt.
Yeah, yes. And he's in the creek.
Yeah. Can't swim. Obviously.
It can't just be a creek.
No, like it can be a river. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's falling into the river and he's getting
Let's
swept away.
This shit up.
Cool. And he cries out,
"Help me, Adora! I'm Joe! Joe! Hang on, I'm coming for you! I'm drowning!"
What do you do?
I grab the tree and I'm attempting to push it into the river ahead of Joe so that Joe can like climb aboard that and then I can jump down and try and get him.
All right, roll down Unleash Your Powers because I think this is hilarious.
All right.
Human fishing.
I rolled a 9.
Perfect. That's, yeah, you've succeeded. It's temporary, right? But
yeah,
the tree log is there just enough for Joe to climb on top of it, and then it gets ripped out of your hands, and now Joe is on the log going down the river, and everyone thinks the log driver song.
Yeah, the Canadian, what is it? The log, driver? Walls.
It's our national anthem. But
it
anyway.
Is. Yeah.
Yep. Now we could sing it, right? No?
No.
Okay. Adora's going to run along the river through the trees to try and catch up to the log because the log can probably move faster even though it's like spinning around and hitting things, etc.
Joe's on the log. It's pulled free. It's floating down the river. You're running down the embankment trying to figure out something else to help and you encounter someone. Who do you encounter?
Camp counselor.
Okay. Who is this camp counselor?
Counselor Rainbow, because they always have stupid names.
Okay.
Rainbow is a woman who Rainbow is in her mid-20s and is somebody who has had too much granola and other products that are in that vein.
Cool.
I'm going to be like every girl at Whole Foods in California.
It's a funny coincidence.
Good coincidence. All right. Take it on.
So I see Bo running.
Sure. Adora running.
Yeah. Adora, yeah. Little kid pigtails.
Adora, what are you doing?
Joe has fallen in the river. I've got to go save him.
What? We got to go save him.
That's what I just said.
Where is he now?
And I point to the river.
Help me.
He's in the corner of the page.
So I guess we go.
I'm going to run past Rainbow.
Yeah, you definitely run past Rainbow.
Yeah.
What was Rainbow doing when you came up upon Rainbow there?
She was sitting in a chair backwards, so her chest was pressed up against the back of it like most camp counselors do, and just observing like nature, because she is part of nature in her mind.
Okay, let's fill this out then there, because she wouldn't have just been sitting there all alone. It's not like camp counselors get breaks like that. So I'm going to say there were two other kids there, and they had gotten into a big fight. These two kids. One of them is a friend of Adora's.
Okay.
The other one is your enemy at the camp.
Always.
Because that's how that works, right?
Because that's how I work.
Yeah. So you have a good friend and your enemy, and they had gotten into a squabble. You don't know this, Adora, but it was all about you. And of course, these other two kids are played by Paige and Chelsea.
Okay.
And these two kids, what is the task you've set for them, Rainbow, to make them get over their, you know, attitude towards each other?
They have to collect firewood for the big fire that we're having tonight.
Okay. And that's going to make them work together?
They have to work together.
They're tied together. That's always what they do.
That's a good choice. Yeah. They have to carry one log with one arm each. And one log at a time.
Tethered, they try to go around the tree opposite way so they get like caught up on the tree.
If they were dumb enough, yes, absolutely. I figured they were literally tied wrist to wrist and leg to leg.
Oh, it's like a three-legged race. Sorry,
who are these people?
All right, so we have Crystal,
like it,
who is your
my enemy.
Oh, it has to be,
yeah, yeah. And then we have Elizabeth, who is my friend. Me and my names.
No, that's very good.
Who's playing who?
All right. Paige's going to play Crystal.
You're stuck with Chelsea, with Elizabeth.
I'm Elizabeth.
Yeah, you're always stuck with Chelsea. Sorry. Yeah. That's awesome. That's an awesome thing.
Oh, man. No.
So, and you're Elizabeth. What do these people look like?
Elizabeth is taller than me and kind eyes. That's always a nice thing to say. And
so she's not very good looking.
Yeah, no.
Okay, because that's usually what people say. Oh, she's got such kind eyes. So she's got acne?
Yeah, sure.
Or she had a bad accident and has a crooked nose because she had her nose broken when she was really little.
Yeah. Okay. I like both those choices.
She's both.
I'm a freak of nature.
But you have kind eyes.
And
I'm a kind freak of nature.
And you're tall.
And I'm tall.
And you can talk like that. I love it. I love Fran. Dresser.
And then Crystal.
And Crystal is also blonde because crystals are blonde.
Always.
You know, mean girl feeling. Their insecurities end up being projected outwards through.
Okay, come on, you. We only get to see their physical form. It's a comic.
We're getting rich backstory.
With like a line, and it's like, you can tell this person is horrible because their insecurities are projected on the outside.
Yeah.
This little text box underneath Crystal picture.
And unfortunately, Rainbow can't even say that because Rainbow can't form full sentences anyway.
Rainbow's far too high.
In the comic book, you just see like Adora writing the little text box underneath Crystal, breaking the fourth wall. Jumps back into the comic.
No, Crystal's like very put together and beautiful because that's always people who have had to make up for themselves in other ways. That's okay. A bias I have. I'm just gonna.
So she's beautiful. There. Is she thin? Is she long blonde hair, short blonde hair?
Yeah. Like she looks like an adult, but as a 9-year-old.
She's a 9-year-old adult.
Yes.
Okay.
No, what I'm
saying. What is she wearing?
She is wearing leggings and a tunic and practically carrying a macchiato and Uggs.
While she's carrying what? I love it.
So she's wearing Uggs and leggings.
No, she looks like a basic white bitch that's like ready for fall.
Paige is so ready to play this.
You're
person.
Explaining my entire junior high look.
Is she tall too, dying. Or is she not tall?
She's not tall.
She's quite short?
Yeah.
Okay. The two of you are tied together, and Rainbow says,
You girls gotta work together. I'm gonna tie you guys together.
They already are.
What? So I've already tied you guys together? Radical.
Counselor Rainbow, shouldn't we go and help them?
Oh my god, he got himself into this? It's not my fault he can't swim.
Oh my god, Crystal, why are you such a bitch?
Because it's his problem, not mine.
Are you scared you're gonna break a nail?
No, but I'll do it punching you in the face.
Not if I punch you first.
Sounds like I'm in Greece right now.
I got no time for these folks, but I'm going to just say, Elizabeth, come on. I need your help.
I'm just going to run after dragging Crystal with me.
Ow. Oh, my God. My arm. I'm going to sue you and this park. Oh, my God. I'm going to call my daddy after this.
There's not enough money in the park to sue us.
I like Rainbow.
That's a good response.
I'm so glad you're doing this character. I don't think anyone else could do with this character as well as you.
The four of you pathetically move along the riverbank as Joe starts to move out of range.
Oh, my glasses!
Joe's glasses have fallen off and are floating along behind in the wake of Joe on the log. What do you do?
I'm going to try to jump to the log.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Question, do any of us other kids have powers or are we like just normal kids without powers?
So far as you know, okay. That hasn't been determined.
Oh no, I super failed.
Snake eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. I chirp on my face.
This is a good time to mention that there is currently two team in the pool and I'm adding a team to the pool at the start of the session. So you have three team in the pool.
I don't think that would help.
I can't.
Joe begins to move towards the falls.
Of course.
And grows in distance away from you as the four of you continue to rush towards this. But how is Crystal Lizzie, managing to navigate this difficulty while being still tied together since Adora felt that it was not worthy to untie you?
Why don't we stop and untie ourselves?
And then we have rope.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. We're smart. Oh, we should be doing this in character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait a second. Why are we running like idiots tied together? Why don't we take ourselves apart here?
Oh, you know what? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Okay, you work on the feet, I'll work on the hands.
How can I work on the feet at the same time that you're working on our hands? I need my hands to undo our feet. Duh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And she starts to untie the knots, or the badly tied knot from the high stoner.
Okay.
Very perceptive.
So we untie our hands together, and then we untie our feet together.
Wow.
Yep.
You work together.
Crazy.
Frimba's like, it's my plan all along.
Peace and love.
We should knot the ropes together, because then we can throw it out and get Joseph.
Yeah, and if we make a human rope, we might be able to get even further so that Joseph can actually grab onto the rope.
Good idea, Crystal.
Thank you. I like hearing that.
Sometimes you're not just all air in the head.
I'm never air in the head. Well, let's get started. I don't think we want him to go over the cliff, guys. Like, I don't hate him that much.
We start working, I guess, together to get the rope.
Yep.
Pew, 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 pew. We have tied the rope.
With guns, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. I tripped and fell, though.
Oh, yeah. He rolled snake dice.
Yep.
Boof.
As we finish tying the rope, I hand the one end that's got like a makeshift lasso on the end to Adora so that she can lasso Joe. And then we'll hold on to the other end.
Throw this over, Joe!
I stand up, I guess.
And mm-hmm.
Look at the rope. How long is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to throw it.
Okay. Are you going to hold one end of it or you just chuck the whole rope up there?
No, they're holding the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Together, they're holding the end?
Together.
Okay, cool. Without further ado, you throw the rope. The two friends work together, roll the dice to basically interact with your environment here, because I'd like to see if this fails. You don't have to roll the dice. You're just holding rope, guys. And we
there
are
you go.
Super successful with a natural 12. We're not adding anything to this because, you know, we're not... Our modern characters were much reduced. Yep. We're les enfants. But your friends help you. You launch the rope out there and it lands and slaps Joe right in the face.
Ah!
But he grabs hold of it.
And I got
it! True theatrical fashion, you pull Joe free just as the log goes over the falls and you haul a wet and bedraggled Joe back onto the bank as the three of you are standing there and Rainbow says...
Peace and love, flower children. Do you see what happens when you work together? It's just like the Sevies.
And Rainbow wanders away.
Into the forest. She gone.
I was about to suggest tying her to a tree.
Leaving the four of you standing there alone. What do you say, Joe?
I'm cold. You see him shivering because he's like sopping wet.
I'm sorry I pushed you in the water.
They leave Joe behind.
Sorry, I pushed you in the water, Joe.
That was a nice...
You're right.
I almost died.
I'm happy you didn't.
Thanks? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
So that was a good time in all.
And thank you, Crystal, for your help. And Elizabeth, always thank you. Let's go get you back to the main house.
I don't want to be here anymore. I don't like this camp.
Welcome to the group.
I don't want to be here. I just want to disappear.
Oh my god, Adora, I like you so much more.
What the heck, Adora? Why are you pushing Joe into the water?
Yeah, I thought we were friends.
Well, maybe I don't want to be friends anymore, Joe.
Oh.
We just had to say so. You didn't have to try to kill me.
Adora, what's going on? Why are you turning all hostile?
Joe, you were the one who called me a freak.
Well, am I wrong?
Whoa, I wouldn't even call anyone a freak, Joe.
Yeah, I'm feeling like pushing you back in.
Oh. And he's going to try to punch
the tallest one.
Punch Lizzie.
All right, cool. He punches Lizzie.
Lizzie.
He does not hurt you.
No. Lizzie just looks down. Really, Joe? You got something against freaks?
Why would you say that?
Well, why would you go around calling people freaks? That's not very nice either. You got something against freaks?
I don't like it here. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, none of us do. That doesn't mean you have to go calling us names.
You don't have to throw me in rivers either.
I'm pretty sure we can all agree on that everybody's done something stupid today. So Kim, like, I'm really hungry. Can we get some food?
Yeah, I'll beat you there.
Was that a challenge?
Yes.
I like that.
What What do we know what's for dinner?
You're not George.
Yeah, it's George.
Or am I?
We have found the root of all Allison characters and therefore the root of Allison. It's like, what's for dinner?
What's for dinner? It's camp food. It should be.
I hungry. All says all of Allison's characters for all time.
All of them are just lined like up that. In the bottom
Even
of the
Foggy was like
was
that.
Foggy yeah. was all yeah. about food.
Yeah. Penny wasn't.
Yeah.
She ate like a bird. So
I thought
was
Penny
fine.
Was in the scene for a couple seconds.
There. Yeah.
and even Drizelle is about food, so yeah, yeah, there
bit.
You go. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, moving back to the moment, the two of them are about to race each other back, and there is a loud whistle that's blown, signaling it is the end of whatever this free time that you've had was, and you all know that your next thing that you have to go do is...
Arts and crafts.
Yay, the most active
Sorry.
Thing...
Okay, new choice? Capture the flag.
Sure.
I can give you a new choice.
I'm sure you've got a whole litany of camp Archery? Opportunities.
Popsicles in the afternoon.
Canoeing.
Star Wars lore review.
So.
Impossible.
Oh Star Wars lore review. Rekler's like, I never left camp.
Wait, no, this is a government camp, though, too. So that's we could be doing like, some sort of a government task.
That's like, no, like, yeah. The, like,
it, okay. it, I like art. Arts and crafts is what we're going to go with. You're all relegated to a couple of picnic tables because you four are in the same camp together. And that is when you get there and you're late because you were out in the woods off where the river was. You make your way back and the big front lodge is shown in all of its beautiful color and splendor. The big three-story building that it was, the balconies on the second floor and the third floor. And there's the big doors in and it's got the big beautiful sign. And I talk about the color of this because it's gone. As you know, it was burned down as described by Chelsea last session. So you walk up and it's there and there's some picnic tables set up where Arts and Crafts Station happens. And we encounter your other member of your cabin because it's the five of you in mm-hmm. this cabin. And that person is...
Okay, this is Sean with an E-A-N, not an H-A-W-N. It's an important distinction. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's really into basketball and is wearing a basketball jersey and is quite buff.
Just like me in high school.
Right.
This is the spitting image of me.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure she's describing like Zac Efron. So like...
I'm Zac Efron after he let himself go.
Which was never.
Never.
Just
yeah.
got
never.
Buffered.
Sorry, Zac Efron if
he does
he
just
himself.
Get buffered.
Right? Yeah.
Although he said recently that he never, like the Baywatch level of buff, he never wants to achieve ever again. He says it's not worth the pain and the agony and the work to do that. He said it'd have to be some sort of insane role for him to feel even willing to do it.
And then doing the shirtless scenes, they're like, it's like 72 hours of pain they have to go through.
Because well, they have to dehydrate themselves.
Yeah, to actually have it. Yeah.
So Sean's really buff, quite tall or short?
Tall. And he's got natural highlights.
Cool.
OMG.
That happens.
Wow.
Cool. So I'm going to artificially define some relationships here for this flashback just to make it quicker and easier for everyone. Okay, here we go. Sean is currently dating Lizzie at camp.
How you doing?
Crystal, not happy about that. So Crystal's definitely popular, cool girl from school. And here at camp, does not seem to be fitting in well with the group. And Adora's in charge. Joe and Sean are related to each other. And their parents were like, we want you to connect more because... you don't connect well. So they sent you both to camp together. And that friendship is solid and deep and fundamental.
You guys are cousins.
Because you're strong cousins. Sure. Like we'll go with cousins.
Cousins. Good. So cuz.
I was going to say like Joe is. No, Joe is Sean's uncle and it's really weird.
Oh,
but they're like the super
oh,
good
like
friends.
One of those like blended family yeah. situations.
This, modern family.
Oh. No.
Just
your grandma and grandpa's last child of Sean, and Sean's parents are the
eldest.
Oh,
like big family.
It's a big family, and you're technically, even though you're like the exact same age.
Oh, I like that better.
You're the uncle.
I like that too. I'm the uncle, he's the uncle.
Uncle Joe, but you totally look up to Sean because you have to, because he's huge.
Yeah. So, okay. I like it. I like that. That's fun.
Yeah. Nice and simple. Like this is where we're at. The five of you do arts and crafts. What does Sean say when he sees the four of them walk up and notes that Joe is wet, bedraggled, and missing his glasses?
Oh, Uncle Joe, what happened, man?
I told you just call me Joe, and also nothing good.
I can see that. You're covered in water.
Yeah, I fell into the river, and I lost my glasses.
What did I say about your glasses? And I hold up the string that you would hook onto the...
Oh.
You didn't wear your string.
Makes me look nerdy.
But you would have your...
Glasses.
Yes.
And you'd look nerdy with or without the string.
No one asked you, Crystal. Butt out.
I'm sorry, but who saved you?
It was a team effort, from my understanding.
Yeah, okay.
You're alive and that's all that matters.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, Liz. What's up, baby?
Ew.
How you doing, Shawnee?
Oh, you know, good. Just working out.
Well, your muscles are looking really good.
Gotta keep them oiled up.
I think I just barfed in my mouth.
You and me both.
Well, I'm glad we can agree on something. Should we do our arts now?
Yes, you do arts and crafts, and that time spends that evening. Yes, you have to go out into the woods towards the hills and do another group activity, like find the counselor or...
I have an idea.
Yes.
So our arts and crafts are to make animal masks, and then we're going to be doing the animal hunter game.
Oh, love nice. That game.
In the woods afterwards when it's like twilight.
Perfect.
It's a camp game.
Why did you hate this camp again?
Anyway, it doesn't have all the best games.
I know.
That's part of the facade, Allison.
Got me.
Yes, you're all making your animal masks for this game. I love it. What is your animal mask?
Mine's a lizard.
Kate.
Mouse.
Kate.
Lion.
That is not a viable animal in the forest.
Why not?
Mountain lioness. There you go.
Yeah, mountain lioness.
Cool.
If that's okay.
You keep saying it because you don't want to call yourself a cougar.
She's nine.
Exactly. But like...
Is she, though?
Anyways. A puma. She's a puma.
I'm a lynx. And?
Monkey.
Cool. And? Monkey. Wait, hold on. Let's back up. You can't be... It's forest.
It's not a jungle.
North America.
Squirrel, rabbit.
Oh.
North American.
You heard a good
animal.
Shit about a lion.
This side of the arts and crafts table has to
We're
remake
their
mask.
We're in the savannah. All right? No. All right. It'll be a fox.
Okay. Perfect. And?
I think that Adora really wanted to be a wolf, but she was made into a squirrel.
A squirrel. I love it. I'm going to use GM Fiat and I'm going to artificially change something. Joe is a grizzly bear.
Oh, that suits me.
Because only the hunter then can take out Joe. Joe literally can eat any of the other animals in the animal game. And since Aaron doesn't know what the animal game is, and many of the other people here might not, and especially if you're listening to this via podcast, so I'll quickly explain the animal game so that you can play a little bit of it as bad things are about to happen, because that's why it's a flashback. So the animal game works like this. They're all the different animals of the forest. All of the prey animals, the gathering animals, the ones that eat nuts and berries and fruit and things like that, those animals given a task of going out into the woods and finding stations that have
the food,
like their type of food in it. And they have to find all of the different stations and use the crayon that's tied up at that station to make a mark on their piece of paper to show that they've been to that station. So their object is to get to the berries, to get to the wheat, to get to the water and the other stations and get all the different colors on their piece of paper. And if they do that and they make it to the end of the game, they win the game, right? However, there are also foxes and wolves and grizzly bears out there, and those ones are trying to tag the prey animals. Those animals, though, also have a hierarchy, so the fox can be eaten by a wolf, and the grizzly bear can pretty much eat everybody.
And the hunter is usually played by a counselor,
right,
who has a gun.
So their objective is the grizzly has to get like a certain number of prey. The fox has to get a smaller number of prey, and the wolf has to get somewhere in the middle, and that way they have got power, but there's only so much prey to get, and so they kind of lurk near the stations, waiting to tag somebody from hiding, and it replicates life in the woods very, very accurately.
But it's a scary and mean game when you actually play it as a little kid.
No, oh, it's so fun.
But then there's the hunter, as Marie Claire said, usually played by a camp counselor. And that hunter just has to see you and say your name and you are dead. So everybody else has to tag. The hunter's like, Sean, dead. Joe, dead. It doesn't matter if you're a grizzly bear or a little rabbit or a tiny lizard, which I think is adorable. Doesn't matter. This is what happens. Now, night falls much quicker. This is a fall camp, let's say. And so night falls sooner and the game has gone longer than you expected it to. You're out there in the woods. Who are our predators again?
Joe and Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're, what are you?
Mountain lion.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Cougar.
Cougar.
Mountain lion.
How did you forget?
I don't know. I don't know how I forgot. Crazy me.
We've got our grizzly bear, our
fox.
Fox and our mountain lion, and those three have decided to work together, even though the grizzly could eat them. He's like, I don't want to eat you. You're my little nephew.
And I'm hot.
Makes perfect sense.
Joe have a crush on Crystal? Totally.
Very well could be the case, but I won't predispose Joe. Lizzie and Adora are together, right?
Yeah.
Because neither of you can hunt each other. And you have made two stations together and almost got caught by the hunter. The hunter is not Rainbow.
Oh, damn man. It.
I don't think she'd make a good hunter.
Rainbow objects to this
There might be
game.
Two hunters. Rainbow might be one of the hunters, but Rainbow probably would be like, it's a squirrel, and not kill it. So they don't really trust Rainbow with the game.
Fair.
And sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales,
a curated Masks, a new generation game set in the superhero teenage world of Halcyon City.
Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at @badbillyband. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter @tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.